Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Somebody emailed Ira Winderman at the Sun Sentinel. What stood out to you most about Wednesday's exit interviews? I thought it was handled well. And Ira said, and this is just to revisit a conversation we were having with Solana yesterday, about who was there, who wasn't there. Ira said, to me, it was the three who declined interviews. Someone said, you know, what stood out most to you? To me, it was the three who declined interviews, which totally was their right during the optional media session. But it also just happens that Andrew Wiggins, Duncan Robinson, and Terry Rozier also will be among the most significant Heat decisions this offseason. Again, is Andrew Wiggins a contract to be dangled in a trade or a component going forward? Will the Heat pick up the guarantee on Duncan Robinson's full contract? And what will happen going forward to Terry Rozier after his struggles this past season? Not sure any of the three could have had much to say until they hear from what Heat management has to say.
Yeah.
We talked about it yesterday. It was interesting. But I think what Ira's saying there is those three, I'm kind of taking it as those three aren't going to be back. And so if you're not going to be back, the way I feel is Wiggins has to get dealt. If they're making any kind of moves, Wiggins' contract has to be part of it. Probably Duncan's as well, although I think they can just outright waive him, which is what he suggested in another Ask Ira column. And then Terry Rozier, I mean, I don't know what the market is there for Terry Rozier, but I can't imagine him being in a Heat uniform again next season.
Hawk, don't let his past get him in the locker room. Don't let him, not even locker room, Hawk. I don't want Terry to get in the parking lot. Turn him around. Terry Rozier can't be here. Terry got to be gone.
You got to go.
You got to go. Just don't even come back around us. Burn your cleats. We don't need you anymore. I don't know if Wiggins, like we were just talking about with LeBron. What is LeBron on a championship team? Wiggins is not a one or a two on a championship team.
Oh, one or a two. Is he a three? I think is more of the question.
And the same thing with Hero and Bam. What is Bam on a championship? Honestly, is Bam a two? Giannis and Bam. That's a championship 1-2. I don't know.
It's formidable. Is it a championship 1-2? I don't know.
And I think that's where Pat and his Pat, and we talked about it yesterday, Pat's in his older age is now he's going to do another rebuild because after what we saw against the Cavs, the number one seed, the team 1 or 2, them are Boston coming out the East, we see our deficiencies now against the championship teams. This is a rebuild, even if they don't want to call it that. Is Pat ready for this rebuild? Because we have to bring more talent in. That it's funny. Jim Larrañaga said Coach L talks nicely, but he was like, there are times when you see talent deficiencies when you're watching a series. We were talent deficient in this last series.
It's funny that you say that. I was gonna ask him, because I've asked several people, like the whole Heat culture thing, is that overblown or can that be a component? And his answer about there were talent deficiencies led me to believe that that's the answer to that question. You can have all the culture that you want. If you don't have enough talent out there, Heat culture, Heat DNA, Eric Spoelstra, like they can't make magic happen. They can't turn, you know, chicken bleep into chicken salad. Yes. It's happened at times. There's been games or moments or even seasons, half seasons. Remember the half season with Deion Waiters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are times, but when you get down to it, like it was impossible to overcome what Cleveland was throwing at you. Now, could they have looked a little more, I don't know, into it? Maybe, because they didn't look into it, but you weren't overcoming that talent disparity.
No, and they tapped out game five, or game four. Sorry, game four. They tapped out. They didn't want to play any more basketball. Actually, Kajana Carter texted me after the show, and he was listening. He was like, why are y'all wasting time breaking down what happened to the Heat? They did not want to play in game four. They didn't want that. They didn't want that smoke anymore, losing, like you said, I think it was 33-72 at one point. Like, they don't want to play this basketball game anymore. But the culture means something when there's talent behind it. It's like who guys that wouldn't, to your point, wouldn't, quote-unquote, fit Heat culture? James Harden.
Right.
Would we not lose by 55, 21, and 30 if we had James Harden on that court? I think we would have been a little closer.
Right.
Without the culture.
So it's right. The Heat culture, all that stuff, it's a component, but it's a small component when compared to the actual talent that you have out on the court, which again, it's not revelatory. I think we all know that, but I don't think we all knew exactly the dearth of talent on this roster. I think we were maybe fooled. You know, Larinaga said it. They had the 10-game losing streak, and we were kind of convinced that that is who the team is. Then they went like 8-2 in that final 10, and then beat Chicago on the road, beat Atlanta on the road to get into the playoffs. And maybe we started to delude ourselves that that was actually the team, that they were like the Panthers playing possum a little bit, and now you get to see postseason Heat. But obviously that all came crashing to a halt during the Cleveland series.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And the Cleveland series showed me, honestly, that you can totally delete Tyler Hero from a game. Where even last night, the Lakers tried to take Anthony Edwards out of the game. They, blitzed him, double. Every time he touched the ball, there were two guys on him. And he just kept making the right pass and getting it to his guys and going down low. Like, that's how it's supposed to look. Tyler had 4-1-1 in a 50-point loss. And he's supposed to be your offensive man? Like, that was troubling. Bam with his 14-point, 11-point games when we have no offensive guys out there. Duncan's not making a damn shot. Like, Cleveland, a top team, showed us a lot about ourselves. But the most puzzling thing was that I've seen a team choke Tyler Hero to death for 48 minutes. And that's concerning to me.
You mentioned Anthony Edwards. What do you do if you're Rob Pelinka and the Lakers, you go, we traded for Luka. We have, you know, ostensibly one of the three biggest stars in the league. We have LeBron. We went out and got J.J. Redick as our head coach. We got rid of Anthony Davis. Funny how this whole conversation has turned to where, like, what are the Lakers going to do? Because the conversation was the exact opposite. But what do you do if you're the Lakers? You can't tell me that a Luka, and LeBron's only getting older.
Yeah.
You can't tell me a Luka team can be a first round exit team. So what do?
You have to
get
go
more get, pieces.
You have to. JJ Redick, two games in a row in the second half, looked down his bench and said, there's nobody down there that's going to turn this game around that can help us win.
I'm just watching a stat right now on ESPN. The Lakers averaged 17 points in the fourth quarter in the first round. So he ran his team into the ground. They were only able to put up 17 points on average in the fourth quarter. But kind of to what Jim Larrañaga was saying, if you look down the bench and you don't feel like there's anyone else that can help you get over that hump, you're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
But that's the thing. Does J.J. Redick not know how to utilize guys' skill sets, or did Rob Pelinka not give him enough food in the kitchen to make a good meal? That's really the question.
But if I'm Pelinka, I go, well, how much food do you need? I'm giving you LeBron and Luka burgers. Like, how much food do you need?
And LeBron is down low with Rudy Gobert fighting off a 7-foot
Rudy Gobert monster game.
27, Hawk. I'm a LeBron fan of basketball. I'm not a LeBron fan as a person because I think he's soft and he flops and all that crap. I felt sorry for LeBron last night when he was down there getting bowled in the back of the head by Rudy Gobert. LeBron shouldn't be down there with this monster. Why don't you have a monster on this team that can fight a monster? Steven Adams. He's the same way. When anybody gets in the paint with Steven Adams, I'm like, don't go down there. All you're going to do is get
you don't want to do that.
Yeah, just let him get this rebound because it's gonna hurt when you get down there. Rudy Gobert is the same way. LeBron should not be down there wrestling the monsters.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.